You're listening to an extended interview from the Jazz FM Business Breakfast. A version of this was first broadcast on Monday, the 7th of March, 2016. I'm Nick Howard. Are we uncomfortable with ambition, and is it holding us back? Rachel Bridge is a journalist and author who usually specialises in writing about entrepreneurs, but her new book, Ambition, Why It's Good to Want More and How to Get It, is a little bit broader. I sat down with Rachel to discuss the very nature of ambition.
Ambition, I think, has always been seen as something as a dirty word. It's got a really sort of bad image, partly, I think, due to the 80s, you know, sort of J.R. Ewing and Alexis Carrington, everyone running around with their shoulder pads and their red braces. And I think there's the image of ambition is that it's a selfish thing and that it's quite a sort of mean thing. But actually, I wanted to write this book, so it's not. It's good that we have ambitions. They don't have to be ambitions to make lots of money. And in my book, I address the fact that ambition is about achieving something, whether it's for yourself or for the world. You know, really good things come out of people saying, I have a goal, I want to achieve that goal. So the purpose of this book is to show you how.
So it's a case of reclaiming ambition to a degree.
Yes, totally reclaiming it. I think the problem is if people don't want to admit they're ambitious, and even in writing this book, I met lots of people who say, oh, I don't really want to say I'm ambitious, you know, but you've achieved loads of things. The problem is if people don't want to admit they're ambitious, then perhaps they subdue their goals and their desires and they just don't actually set out and achieve, because in order to achieve a goal, you've really got to state very clearly what it is you want to achieve and be quite sort of brave and bold and say, this is what I'm aiming for. And I think that's a really good thing if we can do that.
So let's just dive into that. You say that, you know, good things can be achieved by those who are ambitious. Can you just talk about how you would define ambition and also, you know, how you'd actually break down that process?
Yes, well, I think ambition is a desire to achieve something. And the way to do that is to, first of all, know what you want to achieve. And I think the big goals, the bigger and the braver the goal, the more likely you are to get close to it, actually. It's weird. You would think that the small goals would be the ones that you're going to achieve. But actually, if you set yourself a big goal, you know you're going to have to put some effort in. It's not going to just happen. You have got to really change the way you live your life or the way or your circumstances and put it right at the centre of what you want to do and focus on it in order to get there. And there's been studies done, which I've put in the book, about how you're more likely to achieve a big goal. And I think that's so exciting. You know, when I found that out, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, that makes so much sense, doesn't it? You can't just sort of hope it's just going to happen. That novel isn't just going to write itself. And I think that's really important.
Can you give me an example, someone you've spoken to who would really, you know, exemplify that for you?
Yes. Well, one of the people I spoke to in the book was David Wollstonecraft. He created the Spooks television series and has written feature films and is very prolific. He's done some amazing work, actually. He now lives in a big house in the Hollywood Hills. That's how it works. Now, he has always had an incredibly good focus about using his time really well. He uses every little 15 minutes, actually. Now, most of us, 15 minutes is nothing. What are you going to do? Just check your emails or make a quick call or just stare blankly into space? He actually sits down and writes a paragraph. You know, it may only be a paragraph, but actually when you add up all those paragraphs, you know, you get a screenplay, you get a novel. And I think he is just a great example of, we all have this time. And how many people do you meet in your life? I'd love to do something, but I don't have enough time. I haven't got around to it. And I think when we look at our lives, there is so much more we could be doing with the time we've got. And he's a great example of it.
Does that separate people who are going to be successful? You know, are there people who will be more ambitious, will be more successful? Or do you think it is a mind over matter that we can sort of switch this ambition on?
That's a really good question. And I think we need to avoid, and I've been very careful to avoid, you know, there is a tendency to think successful people, they're different to us. You know, they're this sort of super group of amazing people. And then there's the rest of us who don't quite get round to it. It's not, you know, the people I interviewed for this book, I realised they're just like the rest of us. They're just a bit more organised and a bit more dedicated. And the thing they really get, the one common theme, is they understand that life is short. Life is short. We think, oh, I'll get round to it one day. It's going to be over before we know it, you know. I mean, part of the reason for writing this book, actually, was I go swimming every morning in my local swimming pool with the old people, essentially. It's sort of mid-morning. Everyone else has gone to work. And we're in there with the old people. And they talk. I listen to them. And they talk about the funerals they're going to and the ailments and the illnesses. And that's basically their lives. And you think, they're not that much older than the rest of us. You know, we are all going to be those people. Get on with it. And I think that's the difference. The successful people, they're the same as us, but they've actually discovered their goal and they've thought, I'm doing this now.
So by that token, is this book for people who are young, who are starting on their route? Because we do associate ambition with young people, you know, people who haven't forged their path yet. Or can you make that change at any time?
The purpose of this book is for anybody, actually. And I've deliberately included lots of examples from people of all ages. And in fact, I begin the book by saying it's actually really sad. You know, when you're younger, people are always saying, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to be? And then we stop saying that because you kind of think, oh, well, they've obviously kind of given up or, you know, actually, you can achieve your goal at any point. There's a wonderful example in the book of a guy called Edward Peppett, and he's actually suffers from multiple sclerosis and he's middle-aged, but he had this huge ambition to cycle around all the lighthouses in Britain on a bike, 203 of them, and he just got on and did it, you know, because life is short and he wanted to do it, and he got really excited, and it's absolutely fantastic that he's done it. And I think the other thing is, when you've achieved one goal, you suddenly realize you can achieve more. That feeling of achievement can really power you through. So for me, that is a really key message. And that is something that can happen at any time of your life. And actually, particularly perhaps for the people who've kind of forgotten their ambitions and their goals, and they've forgotten their dreams, and they've kind of settled into routine life. What happened to those dreams? Well, read this book and find them again.
That was actually something that I noticed while reading the book. I mean, you are someone who's, you know, written five previous books about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs. Your journalism is very focused on entrepreneurship. Yet in this book, the examples are, you know, more broad. They're taken from different walks of life, people who aren't necessarily business owners or business leaders. Was that deliberate?
Yes, it's a very good point you picked up on. It was completely deliberate. I think entrepreneurs are brilliant and lovely, but not everybody wants to start a business. But I realised that what I had learnt from entrepreneurs, you can apply in all areas of life. It's amazing the tenacity and the determination and the things that I've learned from talking to successful entrepreneurs. It's you can use them to achieve any goal. And that's what I really wanted to address with this book. You know, we've got people who've sailed single-handedly across the Pacific, and people who have written books, and people who've done all different kinds of things, you know, completely unrelated to starting a business. But there's themes that run through them all. And I think that's really exciting when you realise that.
So let's say our roles were reversed. Let's say I had written the book, I was interviewing you, you were one of my examples in the book. Would you describe, are you an ambitious person? What would your tips be? What would your advice be?
Yes, I'm happy to stand up proudly and say I am ambitious. I have big goals. And in fact, literally the day after finishing writing this book, I was so inspired by speaking to the people for this book. I mean, there's more than 20 successful people in there. And I sat down and thought, what is my big goal? And the thing I've always wanted to do is write a novel. And I've never got round to it. So literally the next day, I sat down and started writing my novel. And I've just finished it, actually. But I don't want to stop there, because the important thing is to visualise where you want to get to in life. So ultimately, you know, my dream, my goal would be, obviously, to get it published, to get it made into a film. You know, I've got a vision of me sitting on the Hollywood set, you know, mingling with the stars with one of those chairs, you know, with a writer stroke director or something on the back. Yes, you've got to have big goals. You may not reach the big goal, but you know what? You're going to get a lot further along than if you'd set yourself a small goal. And on that, there's no shame in failing. You know, if my novel doesn't get published, if it turns out to be rubbish, if I never sit on the Hollywood film set, it doesn't matter. I've tried it. I've got an amazing sense of achievement, I have to say, from finishing it. And it has given me the strength to try all the other things I want to do.
It's interesting you talk there about that always being the next goal, because that was something else that struck me with the examples that you'd picked, which were there's a certain restlessness there, that there is always the next thing in sight. Are the people that you're talking about, the ambitious people, are they happy? Are they, you know, content with what they're doing?
It's funny you should say the word restless, because I would actually disagree with that. It's not a restlessness. And I think sometimes you read some of the quotes about ambition and it's like, oh, people are never satisfied. They're never content. It's not that, I think. It's the fact that once you've achieved something, it feels so brilliant that you want to go out and achieve something else. You don't want to just sort of sit back in your chair and spend your evenings watching telly anymore, because you've realised there's a big wide world out there and it's really fun and you can achieve more. So I think it's that excitement of actually there's so much more to achieve and it's brilliant fun doing the achieving, not just having got to the end goal. And to pick up on your other point, you know, this isn't just about, or isn't even about, making lots of money or having the big house. It's about having the experiences. Now, a lot of people in this book, they haven't made lots of money, but they are so happy that they are doing what they want to be doing. I mentioned the lady who rowed across the Atlantic Ocean. She loved it so much, she then went and rowed across the Pacific and the Indian Ocean. There's a guy in this book, in fact, you might have heard of his story. He put his life up for sale. His wife left him, put his house up for sale and his job and all his friends. When he did that, instead of going back to, you know, a routine life, he decided to explore the world and he set himself 100 things he really wanted to do in life. Impossible things, really, very hard. And he's achieved those 100 things. And he's now living in China. He's got no money, but he's so happy and fulfilled because he has realised the secret, which is you can do stuff and it feels great.
Rachel, it's been a pleasure to speak to you this morning. Before I do let you go, do you have any final tips or advice for anyone who's listening?
Yes, one tip. We can all do more than we think we can. We all have more inside us than we think we have. We've got skills, we've got experiences, we've got so much more. And all the people in this book have achieved far more than they ever thought they could.
That was Rachel Bridge speaking to me for Jazz FM's Business Breakfast. You can hear the programme every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Jazz FM.